Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday, Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray. How are you today? It's beautiful outside and it's Emmys night. First off, I want to just say congratulations to all the nominees. I hope that they are having a great time. I think festivities are going to begin there soon, downtown area in Chick Hearn, and the 71st annual Emmys. Hopefully you'll be tuning in. I'm here with you, though, to talk about startup businesses, and I'm super glad that you've tuned in if you're listening. So, you know, I have a question for you. What do you do with the girl who's always on timeout in school for talking excessively? You give her a podcast radio show here at LA Radio Talk Radio. That's right. That's me, most talkative. For a reason. So listen, I went to this event on Friday. It was really amazing. It was put on by Mark and Matthew Harris. They have a show here called The Tastemakers. And they put together a beautiful pre-Emmy gifting suite where we were able to feature different brands. I want to give a shout out actually to a few of our brand partners that were involved, and they, you know, gifted people with a lot of different things. We had everything from vegan snacks to dog gummies, CBD gummies, which I still think are amazing, to lip glosses. So here are the sponsors and the people. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for, you know, tuning in to what we were doing and sponsoring. So, you know, the Wine Caterers, which is my brand, so, you know, in association with Michael Solberg Family Wines, and they're out of Napa. They source their grapes from Napa all the way to San Joaquin, second generation. Leah Solberg heads them up, following in the footsteps of her father, Michael Solberg. Then we had Tokimi Health, which I told you guys about, Deborah, last weekend. So she's amazing. She's the one doing the CBD oil and rub and gummies and dog treats and things. Leah Reese in Canada is a beautiful beauty brand, and she provided us with some lip treatments, so that was really nice. I Am Amaranth, you guys know her because she was on The Tastemakers a few weeks ago. She does, along with her husband, they do healthy vegan treats that are no GMO, and they actually taste good, which is hard to do. And they're made with amaranth. It's a mineral found with the Mayans in Mexico. So that's an interesting product. Lori Jane from Missouri, she's got a workout athletic line, kind of got a bell-bottom bottom to it, and real cool, different design there, really, really unique. Maestro Valentine from Sacramento, he used to be in the Army, and now he's writing scripts. So he's hoping to find a deal to get some of his scripts out there, and I think he'll do really well. He might maybe land somewhere in, like at Netflix or something. He has some pretty interesting content, and you'll have to check him out. Also, Pacific and Pines, they are an active outdoor gear line out of Oregon, and their unique brand, you know, the cloth is really, really soft. Their hats are really comfortable. You'll see me, if you ever see me out at Target or something walking around, I'll have a Pacific and Pine hat on. And they're really durable, and I wear it practically almost every day. I just have a different hat on today. Who else? Archery Jewelry. Loda, she lives in Bali, actually, and she shipped us some nice jewelry to put on people and to sell and to feature. And she also gifted people with the keychain, very unique. So look her up, Archery Jewelry. And I think that is it, unless I'm missing anybody. So I also wanted to tell you guys, I came across some really cool treats. One of them, Rolling Dough. This is from my friend Aslin. She's coming out with this brand. It's a brand new cookie launch. And she has a little description on the back. She's playing with the packaging, but I got to tell you, I had the sugar cookie, and I'm not really a sweets person, but I had the sugar cookie yesterday, and the crumbs fell in my bed, and I still ate it. I ate the crumbs off my bed. They were that good. So there's no shame there when something's this good. So definitely be looking for Rolling Dough. And the slogan here is stay well and stay balanced and be delighted often. Last but not least, Peril. And actually, it's Imperil. They actually gifted me some pants on Friday. They're athletic pants, and I'm wearing them. So later I'll take some photos and post them. They're really cool, and I just want to say thank you so much. Now, today we have a wonderful guest, and she's so inspirational because, well, I'll let her tell you, but her name is Bobby, and say the last name, darling, because it's so fancy. Gobert. Okay, good. I didn't want to mess it up. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Look at our view, by the way.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay, let's try it again because I didn't turn your microphone on, so you got to say your name again for me.
My name is Bobby Cherie Gobert.
There we go. And so Bobby is a friend of mine. I have a friend, and she referred you to me today. And I just learned about your brand in the last couple of hours, so tell us how it all started, basically. That's what I want to know.
Well, my brand is called Don't You Dairy, and it is just a movement about removing dairy from your diet. And through that brand, I came up with a cookbook, which is going to be launched in about a couple of weeks for pre-order. It started out maybe about 6 or 7 years ago. I started having a lot of pains in my joints and just all over my body. And I would get kidney infections. I really don't like to drink water.
Yeah,
and
join the club. I'm trying.
And so I would go maybe quarterly or something to the doctor, and I would get kidney infection. I remember one time having a kidney infection, and my arm felt like it was like burning, and I didn't know what was wrong. I like rushed to the hospital. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Was it burning and tingly, kind of, or did you
think
like you were
it
having?
Felt like it was on fire.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and so. My husband, of course, he knows that I'm kind of like a hypochondriac. Like I'm like, oh baby, I think I have this. I think I have that. He's
yeah.
like, just drink some water and go to sleep. But,
yeah.
And so it was just a constant pain. So I went to the doctor and, I found out that I have fibromyalgia.
Oh no. Okay.
Now with fibromyalgia, there might be now better ways to diagnose, but 6 or 7 years ago, there wasn't any way to like test. So what they did is they test you for everything in due process of elimination. So
okay.
you're constantly
yeah.
being poked at. I've had about maybe 50 blood tests done.
But now you know what you don't have,
right.
which is positive.
Right.
You've eliminated all of the other stuff.
Right. And so that was over the course of months and months and money
yeah.
To figure out that I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Now, most people that are on that have fibromyalgia, they want you to take antidepressants because honestly, it makes you depressed. Like it makes you tired all the time. Every day that I wake up, I'm tired. Even if I've gotten 8 hours of sleep, my body is betraying me in a sense and it runs me. So I'm like, oh, I have a productive day today and I feel so heavy and so sluggish. And
yeah.
I try to work out and I try to do vitamins, but my nerves are overacting. So for those who don't know, fibromyalgia is pretty much your nerves overacting. And they send signals to your brain that there's trauma when there isn't.
Oh.
So I'll tell my husband, like, oh, it feels like a bowling ball fell on my foot. I'm like, oh, my God, my foot hurts so much. And there's nothing
it's
that
like
I can do.
It's like psyching you out constantly.
Yes, it's literally all in your head. And so with that kind of thing, people tend to not take you serious. They're like, oh, she's just faking or she's just this or she just that. And it's not where I can prove, like, look, see, it's nothing to see. So,
wow.
Just to get up in the morning, it's a chore. And so a lot of people are depressed and I was depressed for some time,
sure.
but I said, I have to get over this. I can't live my life, just being defeated and just letting this, chronic illness take over. And so my doctor recommended that I give up, well, not give up. She said, I need to cut back and cut out certain things. So
okay.
she's like, less alcohol. She said, you need to eliminate dairy completely from your diet. That was something she said explicitly. Like,
was that hard? Because there's a lot of dairy that you don't realize is dairy. I mean, there's, you know.
There's dairy in barbecue potato chips.
Everything. Yeah. Yes. Everything is dried up sometimes.
It was hard, but not like the normal, what people have issues with. Like, I wasn't a big cheese, like, I need cheese on my tacos and cheese on this. I will put cheese on my burger, but I was a cream, like sour cream, cream cheese, cheesecake, cakes,
yes.
muffins, pie. So,
yes.
And at that time, there wasn't a prevalent amount of vegan and non-dairy things that were tasty. And
yeah.
so it was a struggle, but I was like, I'd rather be without that than be with all of this pain. And so
yeah,
I've been dairy free. It might be like almost 7 years now.
Congratulations. I wish I had the hand clap button. I'm still new at this, but yay. So, okay. So let's just say you're in this position and you did, I mean, you're coming from feeling defeated to now launching a brand. I mean, where did you get that idea and that gumption and that grit to turn a negative into a positive, positive, positive?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur. I've never had a quote unquote regular job my entire life. I started out braiding when I was 15 and a half, got my cosmetology license under my belt. I still have it because you never know when you're going to need to go back in a shop and braid.
Okay.
And then I delved into the music industry at about 18. I was a background singer. Then I turned into a songwriter, vocal producer.
That's amazing. Like you've been on the road and stuff?
Yes, I've been on the road. And then I had a publishing deal. I met a lot of amazing people, people that even to this day have still played a part in, like, you know, the different businesses that I have. And since then, I had an accessory business, and that taught me so much about customer service and branding, negative and positive. Like, I see what I did wrong, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that the next time.
Yeah, so teachable moments is what we were talking about last weekend.
Yes, right. And so I have a company. It's called BCG Creative. It's still active, but it's kind of like referral only. Mm-hmm. But it has actually been the marketing person behind Don't You Dare, which is me. So basically I hire myself.
I know, which is all in entrepreneurs do that. They say that you have to have seven income streams to be, you know, successful and independent, and you have to have these umbrellas and you're going to be paying yourself. So
right. So when I was working with brands and boutiques and liquor companies, and I was doing things for them, I was able to see how to move, how to get things done, how to be tactful, how to write emails correctly. It was just a whole thing that just prepared me to do my own thing. Yeah. Like, this is solely me. There's no partnership. There's nobody. Yeah. I make the calls. I'm the number one shot caller. And so it's scary, but it's exciting. So
yes.
I'm still trial and error in it because I don't know everything, especially in the food and wine, because I love wine.
Well, wine loves you back because I'm the biggest wine on the radio show.
Do we have any?
I didn't bring any. You know what? I should have turned. I didn't know we were going to turn up.
Oh,
I will bring some next time we talk.
It's always a turn up, and there will be.
What do you like? What are you sipping on these days, by the way? What varietal?
You know what? I used to be about Moscato when I was coming up in my 20s, and I was just like, this is just syrup. It's just too much. So now that I'm almost 40, I'm like, okay, I still want a little bit of sweet, but I don't want it like syrup sweet.
So, we'll talk. We'll see what we can get you.
A little sweet red or Stella or even a rosé. Like
rosé the day away. All right.
Yeah. Right. And so, I am here starting my brand from scratch.
How exciting.
Just launched the Instagram a couple of months ago.
Congratulations.
I'm trying to do everything organic. There's so many things that are being pushed at us on social media. My husband, me and him were talking yesterday. We went out to eat and I was taking pictures and he was just like, oh, you're an influencer. And I'm like, well, no, I'm just trying to create something that people can connect to. I was like, I love to eat. Yeah. I love to host. I like taking pictures. I'm trying to present things in an authentic way. Yeah. And I'm just trying to bring awareness to people. I'm not working for a company trying to sell you something that may or may not work, but I'm getting paid. Like, it's not an ad. So I think that anything that you do, if you're passionate about it, regardless of if you have to join the bandwagon of doing the social media things and, see what's working. It's like, That's the blueprint. Now you can go outside of those lines because I don't believe that there's a right way to success. I think that there is a blueprint and then you can, you know, see what works for you and then, you know, be yourself the whole entire time. And I think that's always going to shine through.
Yeah, I think you're onto something with that. And speaking of, you know, how you said you had other jobs or other paths that you've taken and they're just, you know, things you've learned along the way that you can apply now for your own stuff. I've done that too. Like I had jobs, you know, like working at 24 Hour Fitness as a fitness manager and learning that and, you know, other places, but I was able to take those formats and ideas and how to do stuff. And now I'm applying it. So it's little paths on your road,
right?
You know, on the road. Now I want to speak about the name because the name is really fun. Don't You Dare. I love a pun. I love a play on word. I love all of that. So were you just sitting there and you had an aha moment with the name?
Well, I'm being a songwriter. This has helped me in my entire cookbook process because I said when I did my cookbook that there are no rules. And my husband, he, I love my husband. Shout out to James Gobert.
You go, James.
He's such a Renaissance man. He, he's a gift and a curse because sometimes, no. I'm saying as far as like having somebody that's so knowledgeable about things, it's like, I get so mad that he's so right and so good at everything. Yeah. And for a long time, I wasn't able to receive the information he was giving me because I was like, this is my husband. Like, he doesn't know anything. And it made things harder for me in my businesses. So I'm going into this business taking all of his information. And I've said to him, like, I'm sorry, babe. Like, you have always wished me well. You wanted the best for me. And I wasn't in a place to receive it. And it all came down to me not being comfortable in the information that I knew to be true.
So
now that I know certain things, he'll come to me, he'll be like, babe, I think you should do this. And I'm like, well, actually, I've done my research and I think that this is the best way. Before, I didn't have anything to combat with. So it's right. Like, how am I going to tell him, no, that's not a good idea if I don't have a better idea myself? And so
that's
I digress.
He had to die, let the ego die a little bit be humbled.
Yes. And so, so we were talking about what cookbooks are out. So I did the whole process of looking at how people were writing and what they were doing and what the viewers were saying they liked and they loved. And there was mixed reviews on every spectrum. So it was like, some people thought that fonts were too big. Some people thought fonts were too small. Some people thought the recipes were too long. Some people wanted short recipes. Some people wanted more detail. So at the end of the day, you have to do what you want to do and what you're 100% happy with. And so with that being said, I said, I'm going to, into this thing saying whatever I feel like I want to do for my book is what I'm going
to
do.
You gave yourself permission to let it be yours.
Yes. And so my cookbook title is called Don't You Dairy. And it just came, to me, just talking. I was just like, you know, talking to somebody and I'm like, you know what? And first it was going to be called, Eggs Are Not Dairy.
Okay.
And that's just because a lot of people think that eggs are dairy because they're in the, refrigerator
frozen.
Section,
yeah, yeah,
but they chilled. Come from a chicken, not a cow. And so if I put eggs are not dairy, then I thought that I would have to have a lot of stuff with eggs. People would think that it was about eggs, and it's definitely not. And so it really just came to me, and it was the only thing that stuck. Other things I had went back and forth with, but when I said it out loud, I was like,
it was the aha moment like, that Oprah like that. Talks
and,
about.
And instantly when I saw it, I went to get the domain name.
Oh,
and
good.
Unfortunately, somebody took the domain name. They're not using it. Don'tyoudairy.com. It's like vegan blog coming soon.
Okay.
And I tried to see when they were going to, it was going to expire. And I waited that day and I went on the thing.
Yep.
And lo and behold, they renewed. That's like a right that
then.
Day. And so I'm sure they're going to do something eventually. And they actually have the Instagram. That's why mine is don'tyoudairy_. But I got don'tyoudairy.me.
Okay.
Me. I don't
That's
eat
you.
Dairy, so it still made sense. But I love the name, and there was nothing anybody could say. It's like when you know
like, something's yours.
Well, maybe you should do
nope.
And just like the chapters of my book, one chapter is called "Don't Be Salty."
Okay.
And I want people to know that, like, not that I'm like African American, but I want them to know that they're talking to somebody that's kind of not hip because I'm really. L7, my husband likes to call me. Like, I'm
not an L7.
But, yeah.
Please explain that.
Square.
I know, but in case people.
That's what they call you when you're square. Like, when you, like, are like an auntie. Like, I'm about to be somebody's auntie.
I'm somebody's auntie already.
I am somebody's auntie.
I love it.
I have an 18, 19 year old.
Yeah.
Hi, Danica.
Hi, Danica. You're inspiring her right now.
And Isaiah. But anyway, so one thing is called Don't Be Salty, and it's like spices, dressings. I have another chapter called Wake and Bake.
Okay, I like that.
I don't smoke, but I like the play on because I'm baking.
And it could be for anybody. It could be
brunch. Yeah. I have another chapter called We Beefin', Nah You Chicken. And so those go together. So they're beef and chicken dishes.
What's beef? I was having a biggie.
Like, we beefing? Nah, you chicken. So I had that. And then there's the seafood is Great Catch. And I thought about my husband because he's such a great catch.
You really giving him a lot of love
I know.
Today. Did you see him today? Or you got,
yeah,
is he
I
out
did,
of town?
Okay. To church. He's
okay.
Here. Yes.
Okay.
And then I have a chapter called Oh, That's Extra. Because it's side dishes. because side dishes are always extra. They'd be like, oh, no, this is a la carte. You'd be like, no, but this costs $50. It needs to be included.
Can you throw me some broccoli, please?
Or like, broccoli is going to be $37.
God. So how many chapters total? Did you bring the visual, or you weren't able to?
No.
I think it's because the publishing, you're still waiting on all that, right?
Yes, so, well, okay. I do have my little
candle. Ooh.
This is a candle.
There's the little circle there for Facebook. We're going to hold it up for them in the circle.
Yes, this is.
Don't you dairy.
The candle from my girlfriend.
Oh.
It's Posh Candle Company.
Oh,
she
wow.
made a
That's
custom.
Beautiful.
And it smells like buttercream.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that
it smells
ironic?
You're right. It smells like the buttercream that and like a little Thrifty's ice cream, the pralines.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, that is. Yes. I want to lick it.
Yes, please don't.
I will not.
There's seven chapters. The other ones are vegan on the weekend. So I have a chapter that's vegan.
Okay.
And then the last one is the dessert chapter, and it's called Give Me Some Sugar.
Just another hand of applause for you, because this is so inspiring. And now I got to revive my book, which, you know, we'll see when that ever happens. So this, okay. So where do you want to go with this? I mean, is it, because I know we were talking about big ideas and umbrellas and banners and, you know, one thing under the next, but do you see this as like where you'll have a cooking kitchen and you'll take this on the road?
Yes,
and,
like a cooking show. Whether it's on a big network or just a popular YouTube channel. And this is stuff over the next 5 to 10 years. But just even speaking and bringing awareness about dairy, letting people know about, you know, eggs not being dairy, just the testimony of what I've been through and how you can eat delicious. Like, when I say my food is bomb. Like, you won't know that it's not dairy.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time on research and a lot of money going through finding the best products that don't leave an aftertaste, that don't taste grainy and gritty, and they're delicious. And so I see this just as big as it can go, going around speaking, which I'm not a speaker. I was telling you, I'm an extrovert, but I like to be behind the scenes.
I'm the same way. That's why I wear my sunglasses on the stream. I like to go to Target and look a hot mess because I don't care.
Yeah. And so
like, hell,
the sky is the limit. Like, I travel and have pop-up experiences. I think that when you're trying to present something to people, you don't always need to shove it down their throat. I believe everything should be like kind of easy breezy. So I would throw dinner parties. I already host dinner parties all the time. I do it for brands. They hire me to come in and do the decor and set up. I use my catering company, which is my mother. She's an amazing chef. Like, she's the only one that's actually skilled. She went to school, and all of us under her, we just some home cooks that just knew how to cook.
But, how long has she been cooking?
Since my whole life, but she's been a professional chef for like at least 15 years.
Fabulous.
15, 20 years. Yeah. And so my goal is to just make this as big as it can be, go to different cities and have pop-up experiences. They have this, they have things around LA where you actually bring your own decor, you pay them, and they just have long tables and they have music and you bring your own food too. That's the kicker. Like, you basically doing your own thing, but you get to network with other people. And I said, I want to do that. And I kind of do that on a smaller scale, but I want to do everything. So people come and they just have the experience and they can network, and it can be themed. It could be for like mommies, or it can be for entrepreneurs, or it can be like a gentleman's club where I have all the ladies, pretty ladies, come in and they're serving cocktails and they're serving appetizers that don't have dairy in it. And I'm slowly introducing people to what my overall goal is to buy my cookbook, buy my spices,
nice.
And just be on this dairy-free movement.
I love it. So you can get like titties and tater tots and like dairy-free at the Gentleman's Club too?
Yes.
They got to eat.
Titties
they
and
got,
tater
the ladies got to eat, right?
I mean,
come
vegan
on.
Cheese.
I love it. I love it. Now, you know, it's interesting. You talked about, you know, pop-ups and things like that. And I know that you have something coming up.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that event and where they can get tickets. Or are you done because you're sold out now?
No, we're not sold out, but we are definitely going to pack that sucker out.
Okay.
I'm having my cookbook launch. It's going to be at this amazing loft. Shout out to Graham and Dominic. They have been just amazing hosts. It's in Santa Monica, California, and it's November 10th from 1:30 to 5 o'clock. And there people can have tastings of some of people's favorite dishes from my cookbook, because I've been testing it with friends and at different events. Try before you buy, if you will. Like, yeah. You come, you get a little sample. And when I tell people sample, I mean, make a reservation to go eat afterwards, because you're not about to get full. But it's going to be, you know, just for you to taste.
Scrumptious.
It's going to be sponsored by Babe Rosé, which is a liquor company. They're providing all of the wines for us. Some other sponsors, some gift bags. When you purchase a cookbook, then you will receive a gift bag full of some amazing things.
I love that. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Yeah, it's a surprise.
Who doesn't like a surprise bag?
Right.
Okay. And you're gonna do quality, because I know that it takes money and time and effort to eat clean and to eat appropriate for your life, and it doesn't come cheap. So you're gonna have a good gift in that bag. And Stage and Table, they do a great job. I love Dominic over there. We were just there for our pre Black Girls Rock awards thing and MTV. So. What time? 1 to 5:30. And where can they get tickets, or what can we do?
They can go to my Instagram at don'tyoudairy_DONTYOUDAIRY_, and they could just click the link and go right to it. Mm-hmm. Or they can go to don'tyoudairy.eventbrite.com. It's a free event, and I had somebody that just hit me on from Eventbrite, and they said, and I appreciated this so much. I think the lady's name was Hannah, and she said, "Hey, do you have to buy a cookbook or buy the food to attend?" And I appreciate that, because free events, they still cost money, and there's always an intention. Like, I just don't want to feed people. This is not just a party. It is a celebration. It's actually my birthday weekend. My birthday is November 8th.
Happy birthday.
So I'm kind of doing, my family's coming down. It's kind of like a celebration to me as well. But the goal is so that people can support me if they feel like this is a journey that they want to take, which is why I'm providing spices, different things. If you don't want to buy the cookbook, then maybe you can just buy some spices. But I'm encouraging people to come with the intention to be supportive, not to just come and eat free food and drink a big rosé. And that's why the gifts are with purchase.
But that's smart.
I would just give gift bags, and people would just come to my events. And I'm known for having events where people are like, the food's going to be good, and we know we're going to get a free gift bag for the first certain people.
But you make a great point, because you're trying to pinpoint a market of people who would like this, and you want positive feedback and you want constructive feedback so you can better your brand.
Right.
And that's really important. And I find too, and you guys out there, comment, you know, and let us know how you like to attend events, you know, and the price point and what you think. Because I find a good balance of it for me. And the last one was one, you know, I had 10 that were free for influencers, and 15 if they had a ticket for the award show and they can show that, or if they were nominated, and then I'd charge up to $25, you know. But it wasn't like breaking the bank, but you could still cover a little bit, because Stage and Table, you know, the location, you're 6 blocks from the water.
6 blocks. When I tell you, it's amazing, and it's move-in ready. Like, all I had to do was provide the little flower decor, which I'm DIYing everything. My family, we've been working on it, because I don't want to be stressed out. Just little touches of things, because it's pretty much good to go.
Yeah.
But I'm sparing no expense. Like, I've saved money. This is in the budget to provide an experience. We have a wait staff.
Beautiful.
It's going to be a great time.
So all of you folks that are dealing with health issues where you can't have dairy, or if you're curious just to try it and see how tasty it is, look her up on Eventbrite or Instagram, because we want to get that. I want to talk, go back about the business structure stuff with you a little bit, because, you know, with the startup, I'm trying to provide information for people who really are just starting and they don't know how. When it came to like your logo and your business plan, where did you look for your structuring on that?
Well, first I went to SBDC, which is Small Business Development Center. You can find them online. They have, the actual location is in Hawthorne, off of Hawthorne and 135th. And they are the go-to for anyone that's a little ignorant on what the process is of starting a business, which, even though I had started a business with my accessory business, I still was ignorant on a lot of things. And so I went in, they assigned me a counselor. Now, this is free. So it's not like you have to pay. Like, it's a lot of free resources, but it I don't know how I even stumbled upon it, but it wasn't like it was easy to find at the time. It was like, I think somebody told me about it, but they signed me a counselor. He happened to be a lawyer.
Ooh, that's great.
A lawyer too. And so he was able to give me an abundance amount of information. And then they have classes, weekly classes on marketing 101, branding, how to use Excel, how to start your business. They give full guidelines. Most of them are free, but some of them you might have to pay. I think the most might be, it might be $10. I've never seen anything over $10, but they show you, they have food things there. Anything that you'll need to know from the very start to the beginning. And sometimes people think that like they're starting a business, they have to hurry up and get an LLC. But what they don't tell you is that when you get an LLC, you have to pay $800 every single year. If you haven't made any money.
I'm really glad you brought this point up because I learned that the hard way. Oh, I learned that the hard way because it started adding up.
And yes, and then that interest on top of that.
I'm so glad you said this.
It comes around quick. And
yes.
You look around, like, maybe you could have shelled out $20 here and then it could have, but that's just like when tax time comes, you had the money to pay it, but then you didn't. I think that knowing all that information, like you can be a sole corp. I mean, you can be a sole proprietorship or an S corp or have your business in another state for the tax benefits and, you know, things like that. But you have to research that. Like people aren't going to just willingly just be giving you information. And if they do, it's sometimes they charge you and you don't have that. So you just have to really dig in and find those resources like the Small Business Development Center that will tell you that. But I think like even because I wanted to trademark Don't You Dairy, and I found out that you can't trademark words.
Right. You have to get a supplemental trademark, which I have, because the wine caterers, I can't own wine or caterers, but I can get a supplemental trademark, which I have.
Yeah. But I feel like if someone has a shirt that says Don't You Dairy and I have a certain font, no, they can't use that font. But they can use another font and they can put Don't You Dairy on there. So my suggestion is don't trademark it. And I'm not telling people not to do that.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying for me,
okay.
I'm not going to trademark the Don't You Dairy.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I was going to ask you and I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I'm glad you're bringing it up and you've done your research. This is kind of what I wanted to touch on because I find, you know, people, I spoke to a guy, he was going to do the mixer. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I got my domain name and all that. And I said, well, do you have a trademark? And he's like, no. And I said, well, you know, I could go do a supplemental trademark and ask you to take your website down because I own the brand. And he didn't know that. And that's the reason why you want to have the trademark.
Well, I was told because I talked to a trademark lawyer.
Okay.
And he told me that having a website and owning a trademark are not, they're not connected.
They're not.
So I can have Don't You Dairy and you can have trademark Don't You Dairy and they're not infringing upon each other. So I don't know the information that
that
you were told. I will dig into it more.
Yeah, but this is intriguing me now.
But what he told me, if eventually, because basically Don't You Dairy doesn't have a logo. Whatever font I use on my website is what I have for now. If I come up with a logo, like a character or something, I definitely plan to trademark that. That's exactly. I didn't mean I'm not going to ever trademark.
Okay, I was going to say, girl, we're going to talk after the show because we have to get that.
Right now, I don't have. It's just the words.
Well, when I'm done with her after the show, she's going to have it. So back off, everybody. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
We're going to come up with the logo for you, and then because your lawyer's absolutely right. But I think you submit that image with the words you want to use, and then that's considered your trademark.
But I have to figure out what I want that to be. And
you don't know yet.
Sometimes my hair, I do characters. I have stuff on my Instagram where I have a graphic. I think she's in another country, but she takes a picture of mine and she turns it into like a digital cartoon.
Great.
And I might do something like that, but I don't know if I'm gonna have braids for it. Like I haven't thought that far, so I don't technically have a logo yet. But I didn't mean don't ever trademark.
Thank you for clearing that up. Yes.
Trademark. Like I'm saying when you just have a words or if you just have a business idea.
Right.
Like you don't have to go and trademark.
That's
that
right.
Thing.
Like, that's right. That's right. Save your $500. Don't kill yourself until you, like you say, flush out your idea. And
get it.
And then your lawyer's right. Once you write you write something down, it's already automatically copywritten. So the minute you conceive it and you write it, and what I used to do, the poor man's thing, when back in the day, I just put the date and mail it to myself, right? Because in the beginning, like last week, we were talking to Lainey Strauss, and she said, make your mistakes cheap. So do that and process of elimination, but just definitely start. Yeah. Always start.
Because when you're starting out, it's like, who's gonna, not to say who's going to steal my this or that, but just like even in regards to an LLC, it's so the liability doesn't fall on you, but you're a new business. No one knows who you are yet. You don't even have your website together.
Yeah.
No one's suing you. Like you don't need your, even if you do need an LLC, you don't have to get it right that second to be covered. You don't even have a facility. You don't have workers. You don't have workers comp. Like it's a whole.
That's a great point. No one's suing you. This is a great, I got to write all these down. It's like a new t-shirt.
Yeah. And so, and I don't know everything. I'm still learning.
We're all learning.
And you know, I didn't know about the supplemental trademark.
Yes.
He didn't mention that, but that's something that I would look into. But I definitely think that it's important for people to own something that they have built and created that has a world awareness.
Yes.
But that's my whole point, that if there's no awareness around your brand, you don't have to jump the gun and start shelling out a bunch of money, because there might be a different avenue that you can do.
That's a great point. And I think that, you know, still have the ambition and still have the vision and buy your websites and things, but be smart with your budget, you know? And so, you know, where do you see, Don't You Dairy in 5 years?
Well, more cookbooks, of course. Having my own cooking show.
That'll be fun. Do like a no dairy challenge?
Well, it's all kind of things, because I'm a big cooking show person, and I watch a lot of shows, and I don't really relate to the hosts. And this might be coming because I'm African American, but there's one person, which is Sunny Anderson, that is like the black face that has lasted over time on the Food Network. But she's just the one surrounded by everyone else. And I don't know if she can be her 100% authentic self. She may be able to. She's very live and fun, but I feel like maybe it's still kind of tailored to be palatable for a broad audience. And I don't want to do that. Like, I want to create something that is almost filterless. Like, I want to be able to, I don't want a lot of edits. I don't want a lot of cuts. I want, like, on my Insta stories, or when I do videos, I'll just, I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, y'all heard that little sniff. Sometimes it be like that. Like,
uncut.
I want things to just be the most authentic and not censor, because so many people are not censoring themselves and they are winning. So we get into a certain category, whether it's food or whatever business we want to go in, and we try to fit into what's already been created. And that's cool if that's what you want to do. That's just not what I want to do.
Great.
I believe that I can make a huge impact and be very successful, you know, money-wise, doing exactly what I want to do. Like, you can, if I can convince a producer that my crazy ideas are going to work, and then they can convince a network, that's all I need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like with music. Yeah. Like, it's not for everybody, but there's so many different genres of music, because there is a place for it.
Yeah.
And people make it seem like, oh, you need to be pop. You need to have what's on the radio.
Right.
It's like, no, I don't have to do that. That's the mainstream, but I can create my own lane, and I can make it enticing, and people get behind you because of your authenticity, I think.
I think you're correct. And I was going to say, because you come from the music background, you must be so overhearing. You've got to fit in that box. It's like, damn it, I'm going to do my own thing. And so now you can. And why spend all that money and time in a empire you're building if it's not what you want?
Yeah.
You don't have to get up and put your wig on if you don't want to wear a wig that day.
Right.
You want to just wear your hair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing a wig today.
Yeah.
Shout out.
My beautiful nappy 4C.
4C? I think I'm a 2. Shout out to AfricanAmericanWigs.net. I'm wearing their, I forgot the name of this one. So you're going to have to tell me what this is, you guys, but I really love it. Thank you. So
you want them to tell you what your wig is?
Yeah, well, they sent it to me. Yeah, I don't have the snap. You know how that has the tag? Yeah, I cut it and threw it away. I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So tell us, I want to know, I'm excited to know about the music a little bit, like writing. Is there stuff out there that we would recognize? Of course, there's got to be.
Most of it was like TV placement. I have a writing partner, Jazzy. Shout out to Jazzy. Mm-hmm. We had a writing group called The Right Chicks. We got our publishing deal with Jamie Foxx in 2008.
That's huge. Congratulations.
We just wrote, you know, a catalog of music. Her CD is out. It's still being circulated. People still love it. Even it's been like 12 years. I think we came out, the CD was called Old Jazzy. I think we did it in 06.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 06. And it was the reason how we got our publishing deal. So my husband was in music at the time, and he was like, let's put out your music. So we had a photographer, Kawhi, shout out to Kawhi. And we got with producers, pressed it up, put it on CD Baby, sold it. And there was a couple of popular songs. A lot of people like it, but there was a couple of songs that dancers always dance to. One was called Makeup. One was called In Love. And Chris Brown's dancers would dance to it all the time on tour. And
nice.
he heard it and was like, who is this girl? And then Tina Davis was managing him at the time. Shout out to Tina Davis and her show, The Next Big Thing. I know,
yes.
I gave a shout out yesterday too.
Yes.
But she heard it and was like, who are the writers? And so Chris brought us to his show in Irvine.
That's
and
cool.
They played the song on the bus. And Tina has a best friend, LaRonda Sutton. Shout out to LaRonda Sutton. That was my music publisher at Fox King. She said, I've heard this song before, another girl group cut it, because everybody wanted to cut the record. Everybody wanted it.
But well, that's nobody, when you know you got a hit right there, when it's automatic.
But nobody paid for it. So people were recording it. Girls groups were cutting it, but like no, it never stuck. And so she was like, I heard it. She was like, I want to sign you. Jamie Foxx and his manager, Marcus King at the time, were forming a publishing company under Bug Music through Universal. And they were looking for songwriters and they wanted to sign us. And that's how I got my publishing deal. And
that's huge.
Like that. And so we were just writing. It was a lot of just meeting a lot of people, maintaining relationships. I have the record on Frankie J, which was nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't a lot of placements that we received under our publisher company, but the relationships that we had allowed Jazzy to go on and
push out
projects
forward
independently,
yeah,
and me to be a vocal producer and work with big artists like Mario. I vocal produced for the Stereotypes, who have been doing a lot of the Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic, the Finesse.
Nice.
A whole bunch of stuff. So,
we have your influence in our music and around us.
Yes.
And that's good because he's on fire. I'm so happy for Bruno Mars. So now, okay, this is great. Now I want to talk about, how, you know, the structuring your day as an entrepreneur. I mean, I don't have a husband and you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't only imagine having someone else that I'm, you know, thinking of in my day. How do you structure being an entrepreneur of multiple things, having a love life and taking care of your health? What would you give as some good time management tips?
Don't be afraid to overschedule things so that you have everything in perspective. My sister is like, oh, I schedule my lunch. I schedule, like my mama say, Shantae, can you do something? She'd be like, I don't know if I have time for it. She'd be like, can you put the dishes up? Like, she literally refers to her scheduling does she have time to do it? I don't go that extreme.
Okay.
But I started writing down everything that I need to do, because the day will get away from you, especially when you're an entrepreneur. You don't have to clock in anywhere and you have a TV in front of you. It might be a Netflix and chill. You turn on Netflix and 6 hours later, you still binge watching a show.
Yeah.
So I wake up at 7:45.
Okay.
I take my husband to the train station because he works downtown.
Okay.
I go to the gym. I get back home. I do my meal prep. I do some computer work. I do some work for clients. I may have to go to the studio to work with my artist, Carly, or another artist. And I just get my day together.
So you start about 7:45. When do you shut the engines down, if you ever really shut them down? Do you take a nap in the middle and then stay up later? Or
sometimes I take a nap because having fibromyalgia, it makes you very, very tired.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, I'm never not tired. I tell people, like, I'm always tired. So just know, hey, Bobby's always tired.
It's, damn, that's disappointing.
It comes with the territory. And so I try to take naps if I can. But with the launch, I've been having a lot of work that I want to make sure that I get done. So I haven't been napping too much. But at around 8:30, like, I'm, like, back at home. Sometimes I run errands, babysitting. I'm doing all kind of stuff. I get back home, and I tell people, don't call me after 8:30 because that's when I'm spending time with my husband.
Good.
I have my Do Not Disturb on, I think, at 11 o'clock, even though I go to bed probably around 10, 15.
Yeah.
And then I might watch TV and let it watch me until I actually go.
That's cute.
But I have the Do Not Disturb on from like 11 to 7 a.m.
Okay. That's good. So that's the good block of time. And I think they say you want 6 at the minimum. So it sounds like you're getting that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting a good 8, sometimes 9.
That's a good schedule. And I like that you start your day with working out because you're setting your body. Okay, really good. Well,
sometimes it don't work out like that, but most of the times I try to take him and then be in my gym clothes, because if I feel like if I'm in my gym clothes, then I have to go. But
well, Bobby, I thank you so much for being here on Emmy Sunday last minute.
Yes.
And congratulations with the launch coming up on the 10th of November. Yes. If you guys want to go to Stage and Table in Santa Monica, check Eventbrite. The guys that do a good job there, she's going to do an amazing job there. She's going to have gifts for you if you buy the cookbook.
Yes.
How many copies are you going to have for sale?
Well, I do want people to go on Amazon. It will be available on Amazon as well. And it will be available prior to the launch. The launch is kind of like the celebration, but it's going to be available for pre-order in a couple of weeks. And then it will probably be available at the latest by November 1st. So I want people to go on Amazon and get it so that they can leave reviews and, you know, it can be visible. But it just depends on what the money is looking like, because I have to buy all these copies.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do the pre-order so I can kind of.
That's honest, see though. Much, see, yeah, that's so we like it raw much, here at the startup.
Because that's what happens when you don't. You say you're going to have a certain amount. You have the pre-orders and then. Like, you don't have the books for people. I've been to places and they were supposed to have it and they didn't. So I wanted to have the physical copies in my hand
before
I even announced having a pre-order, but I was told I shouldn't do that. So
okay. Well, how many do you anticipate without worry that you'll have on deck?
100.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Because if you have 200, if half buy it on the scene, then that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, beautiful. So thank you so much, Bobby, you're lovely.
Thank you.
And I'm excited. And you know what? Oh, last thought about your cookbook. You know, Christmas is coming, so it's a great gift for the holidays or Hanukkah or your birthday or New Year's or whatever.
Spices, yes. I have some amazing spices. And let me just say this, and we didn't talk about this.
Sure.
Not all things that are non-dairy are necessarily healthy. I don't work for Follow Your Heart. I don't work for any cheese company So Delicious. So I'm going to give it to you straight with no chaser. Vegan cheeses are very high in fat. They have a lot of fat. It's like literally all fat.
Okay.
So that's why I don't have cheesecake in my cookbook. Like, I don't have a recipe for it because I was like, it's just too much. I have it sparingly, but my stuff is creamy, but I use almond milk and vegan butter. Not necessarily. I don't use too much cheeses, but.
So you're talking about it's like trans fat, the bad fats, not the polyunsaturated.
Yeah. Because in order to get that cheese taste and to be close to cheese, they have to do a lot of manipulation and a lot of adding stuff. And I go to farmer's market and get some cheeses, but I can't use that in the cookbook because if you live in a different state, you're not going to have that there.
Applicable.
But I just want to tell people that this is not a health conscious cookbook. This is a dairy free. You're looking out for your health in a certain instance, like you don't want a lot of mucus or if your doctor says you need to lay off dairy, but everything is not vegetable forward. And, you know, there's stuff that's smothered. I got smothered short ribs. I have short rib melts. So it's.
You still want to enjoy your life.
It's healthy stuff in there. But people always say, if I say I'm 90, they'll be like, how long have you been vegan? I'm like, I'm not vegan. I like a meat. I just don't want it cooked in butter. So I just try to get that misconception. Like, if you're looking for a 500 calorie meal, like all the recipes to be that, this ain't that.
That's not that. All right. Well, I'm glad you cleared it up, but you have options.
Yes,
that's
do have options.
What's beautiful about
plenty
that.
Plenty of options.
Well, and you know what? I just also want to give a plug to my sponsor today. She's in Missouri, and she does a luxury styling. She's got a shop there. It's if you ever want like a celebrity style look with an economical price, her hashtag on Instagram is I am exclusive, but exclusive is spelled a little different. It's XCLUSYVE. So I am exclusive. I'm exclusive.com, and she is available to give you that VIP treatment. If you guys want to just call her directly, she's available at 605-313-5096. And her name is Darian. And we want to say thank you so much, Darian, for your love and your support. And I want to ask you guys what you will start up this week. Don't be afraid to write your ideas down and take that first step. A couple other resources I want to give you real quick. We were talking about trademarks and stuff, and they're not sponsoring me yet, but I hope they will. LegalZoom.com, a great place to get everything you need at a reasonable price, and take that first step and start up. Have a beautiful afternoon. Take care.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.